broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that Edward refused to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for December the 1st in the year of our Lord, 2018. This is hour two of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers, ladies and gentlemen. Now, rarely do I do a two-hour interview because most topics just aren't worth 2 hours. But you know what? This case is riveting. This case is beyond comprehension. Philip Zodiotti, my guest. Sadly, on December the 5th, right before Christmas, the United States government is going to throw a man in prison, federal prison. He's got 2 3-year sentences to serve concurrently, from what I understand. Then he gets out and he's on probation. He's got a wife and children, six children. And they're going to be suffering probably more than Philip is. We pray for Philip in prison. And there's some real reasons to pray for Philip. Number one, he shouldn't be there. All he did, ladies and gentlemen, the case is this simple. He drove a woman from point A to point B. And he gave her a couple of bucks. A kind Christian charitable thing to do, right? Oh, no, not so fast. This story has international kidnapping implications that have nothing to do with Philip. They have a woman leaving the lesbian lifestyle and turning Christian. Civil unions are at the center of this. Child abuse of a daughter by lesbians is at the center of this. And all these trigger buzzwords just launch this thing into the stratosphere in terms of untouchable. But you've got to be smarter than that, folks. You've got to dig into this and say, there's an agenda here, politically speaking. Now, Philip, merrily going along as a Christian, running his business. It's a direct mail business. Response Unlimited is the name of it. That's literally been involved in promoting Christian principles and helping organizations get out the word on critical issues over the years. So the back end of Philip on this case is politically motivated. That's my opinion, to which I'm entitled. But I'm telling you, this case is just shocking in its implications, because I believe that this is Christianity on trial. I know that Philip's the one going to jail right now. We've got to pray for him, and we've got to ask, where is President Donald Trump? Our guest, Philip Zodiotti. The issue at hand, the United States versus Philip Zodiotti. It's the case, ladies and gentlemen, of all cases right now for a presidential pardon, because time is the issue. On December 5th, he is supposed to report to prison. There is no liberty, ladies and gentlemen, with innocent in prison. And I'm telling you, Philip Zodiotti is innocent. Breaking news. Another Christian in America heads to prison. Where on earth is the Donald? Where is President Trump? 419fund.com. That's 419fund.com if you want to donate to Philip's case. Look, they've drained all of his money, over $1 million, folks. This has been going on for like 9 years. Folks, since he, I guess, committed his charitable act. Is that what he did? Ladies and gentlemen, Zodiotti is recognized as one of the most nation's foremost direct mail experts. That's his business. That's what he does. Because he stands up for these Christian causes, he's dragged into the middle of all this. And during his trial, ladies and gentlemen, the government literally convinced the jury that in 2009, Philip provided a ride for Lisa Miller and her daughter, Isabella. Yeah, he provided a ride from Virginia to Buffalo, New York. Then he gave her a couple of bucks and saw her on his way. It was evident early on, ladies and gentlemen, and it is very clear today, that this case is all about imposing a political agenda. It's a vendetta. And using over-criminalization to get this done. They've literally got Christians on trial here in America. You've got to flee to Nicaragua for safety from the United States government, folks, because they're too bent on promoting their lesbian agenda and their battle over the rights of children. All right, with that recap, if you will, for those who are joining us second hour, Philip. Let's start the story there.
Yeah, well, I just want to mention something. I have friends all over the world. I've been involved in their ministries. I'm chairman of an organization called Advancing Native Missions. So I'm very much involved in missions. And in that role, and personally, we help causes all over the world. So I've got people in Iran and in the Middle East, in countries that we think or that we know that Christians are being persecuted. And they're praying for me as a persecuted Christian in this country. And that just seems so bizarre. Now we have people in other nations praying for the persecuted in America because of this case. And I'm not the only one. There's already been two people that have been put in prison, a missionary and a pastor, Amish Mennonite. And I'm going to be the third. And this is just so egregious that.
Now you're going to be the third related to this case?
That's correct.
And they're guilty of helping her too, right?
That is correct. And, you know, so if President Trump issues a pardon in this case, I don't want it to be a pardon just for me, but for those other two that have already served sentences, and for Lisa Miller, so she can come back to this country with her daughter.
All right, now let's talk about this for a second. I'm afraid Donald's afraid, too. And I think here's the question. Are they really trying to get you to break and deliver Lisa Miller on a platter? They act like you know where she is or something. But is that the kind of the goal to say, hey, let's force these guys to break? Is that what they're trying to do?
Well, there's some other goals, too. They've offered plea bargains all along, just like they usually do in cases like this. And in my case, they wanted me to plead guilty. And they wanted me to...
Wait a minute. Stop. Plead guilty of what?
Exactly. And I refuse to do it because I'm not guilty of anything. I broke no crime. I broke no law.
Well, did you say, yes, I plead guilty. I did drive a person from A to B. I'm a charitable man. And yes, I did give a couple of bucks to somebody like I would the homeless guy on the street. Yes, I did.
Well, I would have to plead guilty to the charges.
Okay, let's talk about that. What are the charges, though?
The kidnapping.
You didn't kidnap anybody. They don't have any evidence of that.
Exactly. So just like Jerome Corsi, why would I lie? It would be a lie. I didn't break any laws.
And what they want Philip Zodiati to do, ladies and gentlemen, is they want him to lie to save his skin. Is that where we're at, sir? Is that what the United States government has come to?
Yeah, and they wanted me to testify. What they think, there are others involved with Lisa Miller in this conspiracy that they call it, that are a much higher profile than me. And so they're after, you know, they're not just after me, they're after them as well.
And what's the conspiracy? Hold on, what's the conspiracy? Because they run around saying that I'm a conspiracy theorist here, right?
Well,
what's the conspiracy they're even pointing to, sir?
Well, what they tried to portray me as a ringleader to kidnap Isabella Miller, and that's basically that's what they did in my trial. This is a ringleader of a kidnapping operation, and that's what they tried to convince the jury of.
And do they have any evidence that there's a kidnapping operation going on?
Well, just that you know, Lisa Miller left the country with her child.
Yeah, but that's Lisa, not Philip, from what I understand.
Exactly.
I mean, you know, are we responsible for Adam's transgression, too?
I guess so.
I mean, this is what I mean. It's just, when you hear this, you just go, what? Are you, what? I mean, it's beyond imagination when you dig into this. So Lisa Miller took off with her child. But here's the question. I thought that the other lady wasn't contesting it and that Lisa was the only one on the birth certificate. How can she be in a custody battle?
Exactly. And Lisa Miller, when she left the country, is my understanding, she had full custody of the child. Custody wasn't transferred until 2010 after she was long gone. So she had full custody. They had passports. She had no travel restrictions.
But, of course, if you can dupe a jury and you can get a conviction and we're not going to discuss the case, all we do is throw away the key on Philip and say, hey, that's the deal, right? We need not only a presidential pardon for you and the other people involved in this case, but what we need is a presidential commission, Philip, to look into these cases, to bring some common sense and reality to this thing.
Well, in actuality, yeah. I mean, those that prosecuted this case, they're the ones that ought to be brought up on charges. Janet Jenkins ought to be brought up on charges. This is the Bible talks about in the latter days when we call good evil and evil good. And that's exactly what's happening here.
So the case needs to be dubbed Christianity on Trial, Philip, their sacrificial lamb. Is that what we're talking about?
I don't want to call myself a sacrificial lamb.
Well, you know what I'm saying, though. That's how Satan works, though, is that he mocks everything that is good. They're literally sacrificing you on this altar to try to prosecute Christianity and getting out of the gay and lesbian lifestyle. They're trying to chill this to where they literally take control of these, quote, children's rights custodies to where they can break up families at will. That's what's all on the altar here.
But what's a real tragedy is Christians are just silent. You know, the Christian media, with very few exceptions, doesn't even cover this case. You know.
Ladies and gentlemen, I can't comprehend what's going on in my country. That's all I'm telling you. Philip Zodiotti on your radio. 419 Fund. That's 419fund.com if you want to help. Ladies and gentlemen, somehow we have got to get to President Trump. We have got to create a presidential commission to look into these cases. And we've got to somehow create presidential pardons. This thing has run off the rails in the United States of America, the land of the free, the home of the brave. Are you kidding me?
Anyone who challenges their control is deemed a sexist, a racist, a xenophobe, and morally deformed. They will attack you. They will slander you. They will seek to destroy your career and your family. They will seek to destroy everything about you, including your reputation. They will lie, lie, lie. And then again, they will do worse than that. They will do whatever's necessary. The Clintons are criminals. Remember that. They're criminals.
I'm going to open up our libel laws so when they write purposely negative and horrible and false articles, we can sue them and win lots of money. We're going to open up those libel laws.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to Philip Zodiotti. He has requested a stay by the Second Circuit. We got to do something here. There's no chance that your attorneys can do anything in the courts right now, so you don't have to go to prison on the 5th, sir? Is that all exhausted?
Well, I am appealing to the U.S. Supreme Court, and we have a request for a stay that we filed that the justice that oversees the Second Circuit, where my appeal, the Second Circuit refused to overturn my conviction. So we're appealing to U.S. Supreme Court, but that justice is Ginsburg, Justice Ginsburg, and she refused to issue the stay. So we redirected it to Justice Gorsuch, who was our choice, and he has referred it to a conference. And
in other words, we think Gorsuch is the judge that we put on the Supreme Court to battle for Christians and to stand up for this godly Christian nation and to do his best to, and he literally says, I don't dare take this on myself. I'm going to move it to a conference of liberal judges, right?
That's what it sounds like.
I pray that's not true. I don't want this to come across as an attack on Gorsuch because he needs a chance to perform. But all I'm telling you is it ain't looking good, people. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah. Well, he could issue the stay. And there has been at least two cases where this has happened, and they've referred it to a conference. And in the conference, even though it was just a stay, they went ahead and issued the stay, and they overturned the conviction. One was Gore versus Bush, or was it Bush versus Gore? I don't remember. But so actually, before a cert was ever filed, and our cert is due on January 9, they overturned the conviction. So that is a very remote possibility, but that could happen. That would be an absolute miracle. It's called a GVR is the acronym. But Judge Gorsuch could issue a stay now, I mean, before the conference.
Well, I pray he does just that. And that might be the way Trump could kind of, I don't know that Trump could be involved there because there's supposed to be a separation between the courts and the president, don't you know? But we hope that happens. Now, here's the interesting thing about this, ladies and gentlemen. They literally had the court ignore Mr. Zodiati's character. Okay? They literally doubled down and buried the evidence of a lifetime of kind acts by Philip Zodiati. And in other words, you have another lady that was a lesbian long-term in your employment, right? I want to bring this up because this idea that you hate lesbians has got to be challenged.
That's correct. She worked here for many, many, many years. Very dear friend, a trusted employee. We watched her children be born. I used to allow her to bring her child into the office and work while she worked. So we've had lots of friends who were former homosexuals. So yeah.
And let's be clear. We don't agree with that lifestyle. I don't. Philip doesn't. But that doesn't mean that we hate people, that we're unkind to people, or that we would treat them any different. We would treat them as sons and daughters of God, and we would pray for them and hope they would change their ways. But that doesn't mean in any way, and I'm speaking for myself, not Philip, by the way. We'll let him speak for himself in just a second. But that doesn't mean in any way that we'd want any harm to come to anyone or any evil to come to anyone. We have the right to have our own views and opinions and beliefs. Our conscience is being discussed here as if it's on the altar to decide, to be forced into belief systems that we disagree with. At the heart of this is a conscience, Philip.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I do believe homosexuality is a sin. I believe Scripture is very clear on that.
I agree.
But it doesn't mean you hate the individual. And just like, we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. It's only through the blood of Jesus Christ on the cross that we can have redemption and we're forgiven of our sin. And homosexuality is no different than any other sin. And the radical homosexual lobby has elevated it up to, as if it's some... I don't know. I don't understand it.
Well, it's Satan versus God, and Satan's on a bender now. And hey, we have embraced this in our society, and that's really at the heart of the problems here. Now, I want to point out a couple other aspects of this case that people need to understand. If it wasn't for a battle between two states, the Commonwealth of Virginia and Vermont, over the, quote, details of marriage, over spousal rights recognition, over same-sex civil unions, those kind of things, I don't even think you'd ever be there today. It would have never got off the ground. That's what's so absurd about this. But you're caught in the middle of these two states literally battling over these morality discussions, Philip.
That's absolutely true, and that was prior to any involvement of myself. So that was already going on. But then when they found out that I was involved somehow, or they thought I was involved, they came after me big time. They saw that as an excuse to get rid of a political enemy.
All right, not only is it two states at battle, which, you know, that's never, you know, but we also have a situation where we're talking about custody battles. What if it was a heterosexual couple in this dispute here? Look, they would have stopped the child abuser in 2 seconds and awarded the custody to the parent that was trying to stop the abuse. It would have been about a 2 second open and shut case, sir.
Absolutely, absolutely. You're exactly right, and that's the whole issue. I mean, if it would have been a heterosexual couple, it would have been a no-brainer. You know, I would have been a hero.
But the bottom line, ladies and gentlemen, is this is a situation where the political nature, it's a must win for these perverted sexual rights advocates, isn't it? It's a must win.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it was the whole case was designed to nullify the marriage amendments that were happening all across the country at the time.
And that's why I don't mean to use the sacrificial lamb term, because I realize that only the Savior Jesus Christ was the only sacrificial lamb. But what I'm trying to get at is they are trying to literally barbecue Philip and make Philip put him on the altar of this agenda, this movement. It's crazy. But you know what? They know they're in the wrong because they've offered you plea bargains even on the day of your trial. No jail time, sir. Provided you plead guilty to a kidnapping charge and you testify against Liberty University and other individuals the government's going after. In other words, they want you to pull a Jerome Corsi. They want you to roll over and cave because they want you to betray others. As if, number one, you can betray them in the first place, as if you have knowledge. I don't know any of that. I'm just making a point that that's what they want. And they're willing to give you everything for that, freedom and everything, aren't they?
That's correct, but I had to plead guilty.
You mean you have to, wait a minute, plead guilty? What does that mean? You have to, what if you're not guilty?
I wasn't guilty.
So how could you plead guilty if you're not guilty?
Exactly. But that's, you know, 90, something like, I forget the statistic, it's something like 95, 96% of the cases in this, the criminal cases in this country are pled out. I mean, this is what they do. This is the way they operate. People don't get a trial anymore because, just like Steve Stockman, who you've been touting, who's a good friend of mine, I mean, basically they were gonna put him away. I think initially they were talking about for 1,000 years or something, you know, unless he pled guilty. Well, he's like me; he's not guilty of anything, and he refused to plead guilty because he was not guilty, and now he's got a 10-year sentence. But this is what they do. Another guy years ago. Mark Siljander, who was also a congressman. The same thing happened to him. He had a ministry going around to the heads of state telling them about Christ, telling them about how they could find redemption in the blood of Jesus Christ. And they arrested him for treason. And he had to plead out because he was faced with such a large potential time in jail. He ended up only serving a year or so. But there's just numerous cases like this. It happens every day. Not just political opponents, but others that they want to come after as well.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm calling this Christianity on Trial Continued, because that's what we're talking about. Now, Philip was already a target because, again, of his male business. But this was a chance to bring him down and promote the homosexual agenda. I mean, this was a case made in hell. If your agenda is to promote this perversion at all levels. When we get back, Philip Zodiati with me, ladies and gentlemen, I want to break this down even further, okay? I wish I had somebody better at this than I, but I'm telling you, you've got to understand this case, and we've got to have enough long form for people to get what's really happening in the United States of America, of all places.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
I'd advise Mr. Trump to stop whining and go try to make his case to get votes.
The press has created a rigged system. They even want to try and rig the election.
Well, I tell you what, it helps in Ohio that we got Democrats in charge of the machines.
And poisoned the mind of so many of our voters.
At the polling booths, where so many cities are corrupt and voter fraud is all too common. And then they say, oh, there's no voter fraud in our country.
I come from Chicago. So I want to be honest. It's not as if it's just Republicans who have monkeyed around with elections in the past. Sometimes Democrats have too. You know, whenever people are in power, they have this tendency to try to, tilt things in their direction.
There's no vote.
You start whining before the game's even over. Whenever things are going badly for you and you lose, you start blaming somebody else. Then you don't have what it takes to be in this job.
Hi, I'm Patty, wife of former Congressman Steve Stockman. In Congress, Steve sought impeachment of Eric Holder for his corruption of the Justice Department and his fast and furious gun running that caused border agent Brian Talley's death. Steve called for arrest of Lois Lerner for her contempt of Congress as it investigated her targeting of conservative nonprofit groups. After 4 years, four grand juries, and millions of tax dollars, Steve Stockman is in prison. His case involved four checks to nonprofits. DOJ has one standard for Hillary Clinton, but another for folks like President Trump and my husband. We've spent all our savings, all Steve's retirement, and much of mine. Steve Stockman has fought for you and America. Won't you join me now to fight for Steve? To help, text FIGHT to 444-999. Text FIGHT to 444-999 or go to defendapatriot.com. Defendapatriot.com.
We fought, we learned, we struggled, we won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Ladies and gentlemen, our prayers are with Philip Zodiotti and his family. The United States versus Philip Zodiotti. If there's ever a case for a presidential pardon, this is it. I'm suggesting it's Christianity on trial. They're just using Philip as their, I don't know what you call it, guinea pig, their whipping post. I don't know. Anyway, December the 5th, he's going to go to prison unless we get a stay. We're appealing to Gorsuch right now and praying that happens. All right, now. A jury handed down the verdict against Philip Zodiotti. It was a two-week trial, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, it's been 9 years in the making, but it was a two-week trial. And the discussion is not whether Christian businessman Philip Zodiotti of Waynesboro helped this lady, Lisa Miller, 7 years ago. It's really a debate on whether he did it out of the, quote, generosity of his heart, or whether it was a hate crime to keep her away from, what, a lesbian. Okay, in other words, they say we have a lot of evidence about intent, the prosecutors say. Strong evidence about the, quote, secrecy and deception used by the defendant. Anyway, they say, well, hey, what's going on? This is a big, big conspiracy. Now what you have is the government at the helm of a conspiracy theory that has no evidence in fact, ladies and gentlemen. Even if Lisa had some plan or plot, that doesn't mean Philip did. And what they're trying to do is literally determine Philip's heart and have the jury decide that and then say guilt by association should put you in prison, sir. Am I off on this?
No. Not at all.
Okay, I mean, this is beyond the pale. This is absolute insanity. Okay, they're saying, we got to determine Philip's heart. Were you malicious? Did you hate people? Or was this out of your Christian love? And that's why I say that Christianity is on trial here. That's at the heart of this very whole thing. It wasn't what you did. No one's debating that. What you did is peaceful and kind. But it's either a Christian thing to do or a hate crime. And that's really what's on trial, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
But I thought there was no such thing as guilt by association. But it looks like there is, huh?
Yep. No doubt.
I mean, I don't know how to put this more succinctly, and I'm a studier. Philip gave me a bunch of documents to catch me up on this case, because on one hand, it's so simple. Look, he literally gave a lady a couple of bucks and drove her somewhere. It's all tied to this, quote, international crime and all these complicated topics that are buzzwords that make you go, oh, my gosh, run from this thing as fast as you can. But the truth is, either did he help her to be kind as a Christian, or did he have hate in his heart for all the lesbians and in the world? And he literally doubled down and participated in a massive international hate crimes conspiracy. I mean, that's what we're talking about. All right, accusations that you drove her to New York. They're saying that's, we're going to determine that's a hate. How can the courts determine that to be a hate? How can they? And this is why this is so critical of a case, folks, to understand. What else will be deemed a hate crime next if this is allowed to stand, Philip?
Yeah. It really is a travesty of justice. It really is a targeting of Christianity in America. And, you know, and the it goes to prove also that the government is above the law, and there really needs to be justice reform in this country. Like you said, this is a poster case of overcriminalization, and they're using it to basically push a political agenda. And it's a sad commentary on our justice system.
What can we do besides putting a couple of bucks into 419fund.com to help? What else can we do? I mean, I've tried to write an open letter in the past to Donald Trump, and even though I'm a nationally syndicated talk show host, it's been ignored. What can people do to help, sir?
That's a very good question. I mean, obviously, pray, first of all. Because I believe it's, like I said earlier, it's only God that's going to bring the victory. And, I mean, people can put pressure on President Trump as best they can, but it seems, I mean, even my brother-in-law sent a letter to the White House and they returned it saying, well, this is a state issue. Well, it's not a state issue. It was in federal court. I've had others write the White House.
Well, it's a state issue if you want to say it's a battle between the states and the Justice Department's helping to commit the crime.
But they said what they said was, well, the president can't pardon a case that's not a federal issue, but it was a federal. That's just, but it goes to show you how the people handling the mail in the White House are just oblivious, and it's not getting through to the president. I've had, you know, probably hundreds of people send postcards to the president, and I encourage people to do that. I encourage them to write to the president, because eventually, if enough people write, if enough people call, it's going to get through. But please understand, the victory is going to come from the Lord, and I really believe that. We're praying for the miraculous to happen. If that happens through President Trump, that's great. But you know, it's I've had other people write, and the White House writes back, and they say, this has to be passed through the Department of Justice. That's the pattern for a presidential pardon. Well, if you look at the Department of Justice website and look at the forms, they don't apply to me, because you have to completely serve your sentence and been out of prison for 5 years in order to apply for a pardon with the U.S. Department of Justice. You know, that doesn't apply in my case. It didn't apply with Sheriff Arpaio. He never served a day in jail. The president pardoned him. So he can pardon us.
Yes, he can, and we pray he will. And I agree that it's up to the Lord for justice here, but we also could pray that good people make or use their agency wisely, and can help in this case. Now, let's talk about Mennonite Pastor Ken Miller, because you mentioned him a little bit, but I want people to kind of understand. Now, Ken Miller is of no relation to Lisa Miller, right?
That's correct. There's, besides me, there's three other people, all named Miller, and none of them are related. So it's very confusing. That's another confusing thing about this case.
All right, so it's the Millers and the Zodiati. Against, yeah. But this, I guess this pastor, Ken Miller, he was helping Lisa, and I guess he's serving 27 months behind bars for his, quote, alleged part in the escape of Lisa Miller, and what, he wouldn't testify against you?
That's correct. He refused to testify. He's out now. He served his sentence. He's on probation. But his sentence was for 27 months, was my understanding. And he had to serve all those 27 months. They did not let him out early for good behavior like they're supposed to. They're supposed to give you 2 months for every year for good behavior. But they refused to do that with him because, like me, he refused to testify. And they actually brought him to Buffalo to testify in my case.
Wow.
And he refused on the stand. The judge threatened him. The judge asked him if he was on drugs.
What?
But
excuse me?
He refused to bend. Yeah, the judge actually asked him, "Are you on drugs, sir?"
And did he respond back and say, "Let's take a test right now. Let's just throw down, sir"?
Yeah, he should have done that. But no, all he would
say, I would have said, "Let's stop this proceeding right now and take a drug test for me and you, Your Honor. Let's get it done. Let's see who's on drugs and who's not right now."
Yeah. So he ended up serving his full sentence, 27 months.
Wow.
The third man, Timo Miller, was a missionary in Nicaragua who actually housed Lisa Miller. And I don't know him. I've never met him. But his story was quite egregious.
Hold on. You're in a conspiracy with somebody you've never met?
That's correct.
All right. I just kind of don't understand stuff like that. But I got to highlight those weird anomalies, right?
Yeah. So what happened was when they came after him to find Lisa Miller, they had the Nicaraguan authorities arrest him. I think he actually got pushed off his motorbike. And like I said, he's a missionary in Managua, Nicaragua. And they put him in a dungeon in the basement of the jail for 2 months. And he got very sick. My understanding that, and this is just hearsay, but I have heard that the Department of Justice bribed the Nicaraguan government, because there's no extradition treaty with Nicaragua, and they bribed the Nicaraguan government with $250,000 in order to release him into their custody. So they brought him back to the United States. He pled guilty, and he was in jail, I think, 6 months.
Wait a minute. He pled guilty of what?
I don't know. I mean, that's between him and God. But they ended up the 6 months that he was in prison in the United States and the 2 months in Nicaragua, the judge allowed him to be free on probation. He's in Pennsylvania, is my understanding. So he served 8 months in prison. Because he cooperated with the authorities, and he did testify, I think.
Does he face a trial in Buffalo next month, though?
No. He's already, he did not have trial because he pled guilty.
Okay, so the trial was skipped. This is your point, though. Hey, this is another example of when we say a significant number, they cop a plea and they never even go get the truth.
Yeah, it's over 90% do that.
Another case to make the point. Philip Zodiati, our guest. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
Yeah, this is David in engineering.
This is your wife in suburbia.
Oh, hi, hon. What's up?
How's the robot coming?
Well, it doesn't exactly respond to requests yet, but I'm...
Well, I know how frustrating that can be.
You do?
Uh-huh. I'm still waiting for my romantic lunch date.
Oh, yeah.
David.
Well, I must not have enough memory allocated.
Uh-huh.
Sorry.
You know, your son said mama today.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Well, we'll have to have that sound chip changed to Dada.
Well, you could reprogram it yourself, you know.
I know. Hey, why don't we do it over lunch today?
Oh, you really are brilliant.
Thanks. You want me to bring the robot?
David.
He can order pasta in 11 languages.
Only if he pays for his own lunch.
Okay. Oh, don't forget to bring Chip.
I still wish we hadn't named him that.
Well, why? It beats General Default.
Oh.
Family. Isn't it about time?
Do you know that a baby processes information 3 times faster than an adult?
An adult what?
Engineer. Funny.
I'll see you at noon.
I can't wait.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
If Planned Parenthood were what they publicly declare themselves to be, they would welcome transparency. We all know why they hide, because we know what they hide. We can confirm federal judges who follow the Constitution rather than reverse engineer their preferred policy outcomes. The truth about abortion is spreading because of advances in medical imaging, because of brave journalists, tireless activists, compassionate doctors, nurses, and other healthcare professionals. The rising generation of young Americans is the most pro-life in decades because they know too. And one day soon, we will reaffirm our nation's principles in their dignified fullness and avow once again that all men are created equal. All are entitled to life.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Philip Zodiati, our guest. Response Unlimited, his incredible business, helping Christian causes, telling the truth. He's a Christian. His kindness is about to put him behind bars because they determine it's a hate crime, ladies and gentlemen. The jury literally fell for that lie because of the propaganda that's taken place in the media and in our society for so long. People don't understand conscience anymore. One of our most precious private property rights of all time. It's strange. A woman can give her body up to murder her child, and that's, of course, her choice. They call it, what, pro-choice? Pro-death is what it really is. But yet, if a man wants to preserve his conscience and tell the truth, oh, no, you don't have that right. It's a dichotomy of strange reality, ladies and gentlemen. Good is evil, and evil is good. Biblical prophecy predicts this would be the case, and boy, howdy, is it on full display in the case of Philip Zodiati. Ladies and gentlemen, 419fund.com, 419FUND, 419fund.com is the website. If you want to donate and help, they really could help because I don't. Is your business running? Are you going to be able to support your family while you're gone? Can your wife and associates maintain things or what?
Well, my son works here. My son's going to be taking charge. He's 33 years old. So I just pray it'll continue. Our clients will continue on and, we'll be able to carry forth. I think we're well suited, well positioned to carry on, and with God's help.
As long as the government doesn't start using the IRS to indict all your clients and literally separate them from you, I agree.
Well, there is, that's a possibility.
See what I'm saying? These thugs have no end to what they'll do, folks. That's the point.
Yeah. Well, my company is also a defendant in the lawsuit, and there's been another development. They're filing a lawsuit here in the state of Virginia against us as well. And there's numerous defendants, including my daughter. They sued my daughter because she worked for Liberty University School of Law, and because Liberty Counsel, who was Lisa Miller's attorneys, were affiliated with Liberty University. They're suing Liberty University. They're suing Liberty Counsel, Kenneth Miller, Lisa's friends. They're suing Lisa. They're suing Lisa's lawyer. And of course, Timo Miller and my daughter. So that lawsuit.
All right. Well, Matt Staver is one of the leaders of Liberty Counsel. Is he standing up?
Well, he's a defendant in the civil case. So, you know, are they helping me? No.
Yeah, so you got the Lisa Miller situation. You got the Philip Zodiati that really has almost nothing to do with it except for a charitable act. And now Philip's left out in the wind on his own, really. Isn't that kind of the reality, too?
Well, yes, unfortunately, I think. But, you know, God's on my side. God's on our side, and
I agree. I'm just saying it's up to me to highlight these disparities, though, so people really understand what's going on.
I'm not preaching to you. I'm sorry.
No, you're doing fine. I just want to really kind of get people to understand, though, that I agree God's in Phillips' corner, and we're in Phillips' corner, but I'm just saying others haven't had the integrity to say this is collateral damage of what's really going on here at the center, and more support for you needs to be provided is my whole point.
Yeah. Well, I've gotten very little support in terms of people actually trying to do something. You know, I've had quite a few people that have donated, not nearly enough to meet the need, but it's been a great help. My mother's helped financially in a big way. So I'm very grateful for what has been done and for those people who are supporting me. And those people who know me, not one has been critical. Not one has said, you shouldn't have done that. My family's all been very supportive as well.
All right, let's finish the discussion. And I know this is, people are saying, how the heck can you talk about this for 2 hours? Ladies and gentlemen, because on one hand, it's such a simple case. Did Philip drive this lady somewhere and give her money because he's a hate-filled conspiracy man? Or is it because he's a kind Christian? And that's really what was on trial, folks. It is that simple. But you go into international intrigue. You literally go to Nicaragua. You literally go into, extraditing people back to the United States. You go to multiple people going behind bars. You go, and they're literally hanging their whole hat on this, the battle between these states, the battle internationally, all to promote the pro-lesbian parental rights agenda. I mean, it is beyond imagination. Let's finish by talking about your pardon. You have a pardon petition, because normally a pardon isn't granted because of the idea that you're supposed to have, served jail and been out for whatever. And there's all these weird, strange rules about it. But there is another way to go about it, and it's a pardon petition, right?
Yeah, and there's no written law or written procedure or anything like that, as far as I know. I mean, but the president has the authority to pardon anybody he deems. So that's in his purview. That's in his authority. So that's what, I would love for God to lay on his heart to do. And, but it's just a matter of getting in front of the president.
And, I don't know that we need to get to the president necessarily directly. Maybe somebody else can help along the way, but eventually the president would be the only one that could make that pardon happen, though. So eventually it's got to get to the president. What I'm saying is that we may not be able to get directly to the president. I don't know if we could publish something in the USA Today or publish something somewhere that could make sure the president knew about it. There's got to be something to take the next step, Philip.
Well, it's got to be a God thing, and I sincerely believe that. Anything humanly speaking that could happen, what could humanly speaking can happen, I have no idea. But God needs to intervene in this case, for sure. And he's always come through for us and my family. He's always been there.
All right. Well, we're doing our little part, sir. I know we're, not as big as others in the talk world. I wish Mark Levine would stand up and help you and Steve Stockman and others. I wish Rush Limbaugh, I wish there's so many things we could do. Where's Fox News? I thought they reported and let people decide. Isn't that what I've done for the last 2 hours? Where's Fox, sir?
Yeah, well, I have talked to Fox News, and I've told them that I need to be very careful what I said. Same thing I said to you. I said I need to be very careful because of the civil suit. And the woman I spoke to, and I can't even remember her name. I don't watch Fox News, but I don't have cable. But I can't remember her name. But she was very gracious, and she told me that I don't want to do anything to hurt your case. So it's better I don't interview you. So that did not happen, but they did talk to me, in all fairness.
Well, good for Fox then. I don't mean to indict them, but I'm I get that we want to. But this is what they do, though. They make sure there's so many cases that you can never talk. And then once you're in prison for a couple of years, the talking is under the water or under the bridge. There's nothing we can do to change it, right? So I'm saying this is almost by design. It's part of the political pattern when you're dealing with political prisoners, right?
Yeah. And the media for the most part, is pretty one-sided. I mean, where I got the most coverage from was, or my case, was the New York Times and the AP. And the homosexual websites and publications and so forth, they covered this case very well. It was in, but it was very, very biased. They didn't, they never talked about the alleged sexual abuse of Isabella by Janet Jenkins. They never talked about the core issues. They just talked about the, you know, the fact that this was a kidnapping case and my involvement and the conspiracy and all that. And, you know, Fox News, I think, even had something on their website. So after my conviction. So, you know, it's been very one-sided.
But the media, even Fox, though, they could literally not interview you so you don't have to say anything you don't want to say or that you shouldn't say, but they could literally break it down to this case of, look, what's on trial here is someone's conscience.
Yeah,
should Philip Zodiati lie to make the government happy to stay out of prison? The government, should they force people to lie? Is his heart on trial here where we say he did this out of the kindness of his heart, or he did this to create a criminal conspiracy of international kidnapping proportions? You know, what's in Philip's heart? And that's really what's on trial. And I'm telling you, there should be nobody better than Fox, the who, what, when, where, not, why of the news people, to drill into this and say, we can make this case incredibly simple. We don't need to put Philip in the hot seat, to what he can say and not say to jeopardize anything. But we could break this down in a meaningful way. And if the right news people were to do what I'm doing, sir, this would be an open and shut case. You'd be free. Donald would stand up. And we would have justice.
Yeah, well, I appreciate what you're doing to help, and the fact that you're getting this message out, and I'm very, very grateful.
All right, I've done my best to read the case, read everything I can figure out about it, and bring out every aspect that I can. What have I overlooked, sir? Is there anything you want to tell everybody?
I don't know. I think you've covered it pretty well. You know, it's. Pray I don't have to report to prison. If I do, I'm sure there'll be, God has some purpose in that. You know, Joseph had to go to prison, and look what happened while he was in prison. So God has a purpose in everything. I understand that. I feel a peace. The Lord's given my wife peace, and God's got it all under control. And if he deems that I shouldn't go to prison on Wednesday, then that's what's going to happen.
Ladies and gentlemen, the truth shall set you free. And so even if they put him behind bars because we have a criminalistic justice department and government, the truth is he'll be free in his heart. He'll sleep at night. He'll know the truth, that he will not lie, that he will stand with the truth. And I that's the takeaway I want people to leave with. Jerome Kersey won't lie. Philip Zodiati won't lie. Steve Stockman won't lie. And therefore, they're in prison. The government will lie. And that's why they're behind bars. That's the final takeaway for people to understand. The good people won't be compromised by a criminalistic, out-of-control, belligerent, rogue agents within government. Final word is yours, Philip.
Well, again, thank you, everybody. I appreciate your prayers. If you can help financially, that's wonderful. Just God bless everybody. And please start to speak out about what's happening in this country, you know, especially those who are Christians, those who sit in the pew. I mean, this pastors especially, I mean, we need to start taking this country back. And it's only if we start speaking up, only if we start writing letters to the editor, only if we begin taking a stand. Now, we need to get our heads out of the sand, and we need to stand up, or we're going to end up like Nazi Germany.
Ladies and gentlemen, Philip Zodiati, Steve Stockman, Jerome Kersey, they're at the tip of the spear right now, and you know what? They are American heroes because they won't lie. They are American heroes because they're standing on Christian principles. They will not betray their God, and they will not betray their country. And their families are suffering, and they need your help as a result. For Philip, the website is 419fund.com. That's 419fund.com.
Well, one other thing is,
yes,
we as a nation need to come back to God. We need to repent as a nation, beginning in the church, of our embrace of sin. And I think that's at the root, that's at the core of all this.
If we're not a moral people, ladies and gentlemen, we will lose our freedom. There's no doubt about it. Philip is spot on, and that's why I call him an American hero. Thank you, sir. Godspeed. Our prayers are with
you.
We'll keep in touch on your case and do all we can, sir.
Thank you. I appreciate it very much. God bless you.
There he goes, Philip Zodiati, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you right now, he's an American hero. But it's a very tough case to understand, and that's why we had to do some real reporting. Can the mainstream press understand real reporting, news the networks refuse to use? Well, that is Liberty Roundtable Live's trademark, if you will. That's who we are and what we do. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. Ladies and gentlemen, this interview will be up and made available. Please spread the word. I have a strange copyright. You have the right to copy. Please do. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.